This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back. Plus, $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Phil, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day. 3.3.
You want to...
I don't want to do anything like crazy heavy yet. I'm in a good mood. You know what I mean? Like...
Okay. Okay, well then let's... Okay. Let's talk to Kelly. You want to talk to Kelly?
Kelly, good morning. Welcome to the Rise Guys. Is this your first time calling in? Good morning.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
It is.
What can we do for you on this... I don't know where you are, but dreary and nasty and muggy, but
it's rainy.
Yeah.
It's rainy. And I need some advice because I've been dating this guy for about 3 months now, and I just found out something about him that has just completely thrown me off.
What happened? What'd he do?
Well, okay, so his name's Mike. He's a great guy.
Oh, boy.
He's funny. He's smart. He treats me well. Everything's been going great.
Yeah.
She said his name is Mike. Not Mike.
Lord God. I've got two guesses already. One, that he was born a woman, or two, his last name. His last name is Hunt.
the latter.
Like, she doesn't want to say, "Oh, this is my boyfriend, Mike Hunt." You
one
don't want
two.
To do that.
Why not?
He should be Michael from then on. Okay. What's the issue here then, Kelly?
Well, Mike is bald.
Okay, I mean, this...
Mike is bald.
It's not really an issue, is it?
Well, except I found out he's not actually bald.
He shaves on... What do you mean?
Okay, so I'm at his house over the weekend. I'm looking through old pictures, and he's got a full head of hair.
So before he lost his hair, he had hair,
I guess.
Well, that's what I thought.
Okay, so I'm in la la land here. I'm not following here. What do you mean?
Okay, he told me that he still has all of his hair.
I don't know what
but
that means.
It's bald. In 3 months I've never seen this hair. He literally shaves it every day.
So can you see like a recession, I guess you would call it, like a recede. Like, is he doing this on purpose?
He shaves it every day.
Wait. So you're telling us he's voluntarily bald on purpose?
That is exactly.
You know, first off,
that's weird.
You've got to have the right head to be able to do that. I got a dent on this side of the head. I don't know what
soft
it was
spot.
From them trying to pull me out or whatever. But, I'd look like I was in an accident. I mean, I really do.
Like Beldar.
Voluntarily bald, though, is a phrase I gotta say, it's almost like the new words for homeless or like displaced or whatever. I've never heard that one before.
Neither had I.
Yeah.
And this really bothers you at this point.
Well, not because he's bald.
Well, okay. So it bothers you. Why does it bother you then, I guess I'm asking?
Because, okay, if you have hair,
yeah,
I think you should have hair.
Yeah.
I mean, it sounds a little ridiculous, right? I mean, I don't know.
I know it does sound ridiculous, but...
I mean, a little. Like, if you don't like, let's say, okay... I'm going to be very broad with this. Let's say that you're dating someone that their mom was from this side of the world and dad's from this side of the world. And they just don't like the texture of their hair. So they shave it off. I've got a great example I could say right now, but I won't do it. It is a little ridiculous. But what?
I feel like I'm dating a version of him that he created. And I mean, there's been no signs. This man's head was made to be bald, but then I see these pictures, and he's got
a version of him.
Hair.
What do you mean a version of him? Like everybody, I posted a picture on Father's Day of me and my daddy from like 2005, I want to say, and
R.I.P.
and
I'm cook.
Several people were like, "I didn't know you just had a goatee at one point." And I was oh, this is the new me. I quit shaving altogether, not just quit shaving that area.
That's different. So when I brought it up, he told me that he started shaving it because people treated him differently. He said they took him way more seriously. He felt more confident that women liked it.
Yeah. Okay. Ooh. Oh, women like so, oh, I mean, no. Okay.
Okay.
Right. So he's basically optimized himself.
Yeah.
And it's called self-improvement, if you will.
Yeah.
I mean, is it?
That's to be bald.
Well, I mean, kind of. Like, why would, okay, a great example. I know someone who works from home. She gets up every day and goes and puts on makeup.
Thank you.
And why? Because I mean, she's not even on, like, video stuff. She's just sitting there, like, coding and doing all this mess.
It just gives you structure.
It gives you structure.
But it's clear she has a face under that makeup.
Okay, sure. Okay. Have you mentioned this to any of your girlfriends or sisters?
Unfortunately.
Oh.
Uh-oh. Well, I got some feedback.
Yeah? What did the girls say?
One friend called him cosplay bald.
God dang, that's funny right there.
So I can't unsee that now.
Yeah.
Another said that, I don't know. Another said something that really got into my head.
Oh, here we go.
Speaking of heads.
Yeah, here's the...
She said, "You didn't find out Mike has hair. You found out that Mike is making a daily decision to not have hair."
God, like, I feel like I hear James Lipton saying that. Like, a very, very dramatic way to put that.
But, I mean, she's not wrong.
It's kind of making it worse, though, sounds like.
He woke up and made a choice. And he has been every day.
Have you, Greenville Braves had a player named Mike Kelly, which is so strange, back in the 90s. Have you told Mike Kelly any of this?
about his
chrome dome?
No.
Don't tell him.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't know how to explain it without sounding crazy.
Are you attracted to him, or is that something that...
No, she's dating a guy she thinks is ugly, Paige.
Yeah, God
Almighty.
Well,
I mean, it kind of sounds like
I think he's...
Try to explain it without it not sounding crazy. Like, for us that don't see Mike, like, the way you're describing him, I think of, like, Lex Luthor. Or like Jeff Bezos, some evil some bitch.
Oh, so you go Hackman Luthor, not the not Eisenberg Luthor.
No, I don't. That ain't my Lex Luthor.
Ain't my Lex. No.
Well, okay, so to explain it without it sounding
crazy.
Well,
to me, it almost feels like a lie.
Like a lie.
Stop.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
Well, I mean, women color. Everybody colors hair. And
women shave.
Yes. Thank God.
Because I found out by accident. I mean, I just feel like that's something you tell somebody.
I don't know why you would tell somebody that, though.
Because it's real. It's relevant information.
Oh, yeah. It's not like he's hiding anything from you or not disclosing.
Why? Exactly. Like, why is it relevant?
Because if you're intentionally making yourself look completely different than your natural look, I just think the person you're dating should know.
Okay. What is makeup then?
Yeah, right.
You treat it like he's lying about his identity, like his name's not really Mike or whatever, you know?
Right.
Well, not that bad.
Yeah, but it's kind of close, so you got to admit. Like, this is like, I don't know. I've never thought about that before.
Closer than everybody else wants to admit, yes.
Now, let me ask you this. Kelly, if that is your real name.
Kelly!
She's giggling. I knew it. You ain't going to come on here and say his name and your name. You're probably a Greenville Braves fan. It's a throwback. Tomorrow we're going to talk to Steve about his girlfriend, Avery.
Yeah. Ooh.
If Mike caught wind of this and said, oh, gosh, I'm going to grow my hair back out tomorrow, what would happen then? You're not going to be attractive. Yeah.
I think I would find him more attractive.
Oh! Well,
there it is. You're a baldist. You don't like baldies.
You've seen pictures of him when he had hair and he looked hot.
That's exactly what this is about.
What it is about then.
What it is. Who is you?
Listen, I liked him when I thought that he was naturally bald.
But now that you know that he has hair and...
Well, right.
Yeah, now you want the hair. You like the hair.
I want the hair, Mike.
There it is.
I've seen it. You're fixing him.
I think once my husband decided that he was just going to shave it all off because it was going lighter on the top, I think he looks super hot.
Why not just get a Snapchat filter? They have one on there. I made Fat Boy have a big black afro a couple weeks ago.
He did.
I
almost got canceled for it, too.
Take a picture of Mike and get the hair.
Can't I just ask him to see it once, like...
Grow it all out.
What?
I don't think that's a bad ask.
Why don't you buy different wigs from him?
No, Paige, I gaze it up. Oh. Yeah. It really does.
I know it's Pride Month, but damn.
Like,
this summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back. Plus, $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
...able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/Trader Plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra Strength Recovery, now available at GNC and GNC.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Let me get through this.
You and the artificial intelligence.
You know what? You just pick a line, and I don't have that screen. So Paige says line three. Rise Guys, who's this on line three? Good morning.
Hey, this is Greg.
Hey, Greg. What's up?
Well, you know, I was listening to that woman talking about her boyfriend, you know, Mike, the whole hair guy thing.
Oh, the voluntary bald guy.
Yeah, that's the one.
All right, what did you think about that, Trinity River. Gregor?
Well, you know, first, I was laughing like everybody else, right?
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah.
So, honestly, I almost didn't call because I didn't want to be the guy that, like, ruins the joke.
Ah, you didn't want to, but yet... Here you are, Greg.
Here I am.
We appreciate the sacrifice there, Gregory.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I was laughing too, but like the more that I listened, the more I started thinking about a buddy of mine.
Uh-oh. Getting turned on early, are you, Greg? Mm-hmm. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
What about your family?
So years ago, he started shaving his head.
Yeah. So is he going bald too or what happened?
No, he was not going bald. He had a great head of hair.
Oh, okay.
Voluntarily bald again, I guess.
There we go. Voluntarily bald.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So, you know, and like, guys, I was one of the people making fun of him. Like, he had a weird shaped head. Yeah. I my head's much more weird shaped, I think, if I shaved, but he still had a weird head.
I don't even want to guess your age. But like, what?
28,
what,
34.
I was
15.
Thinking 34.
15.
Can we guess, Greg?
Yeah, go ahead.
How old are you?
39.
Oh, 39? You sound 34, Greg. Greg.
I appreciate it.
How does a 39-year-old man make fun of his friend? Like, what do you call it? Like, you just say,
I mean, the same stuff that everybody's saying about Mike, you know?
Like, you know, yeah, such
what
as...
What were you saying, though? Like,
yeah, well, you know, like, why would you shave your head if you don't have to? You know, you got hair, like, you got beautiful hair. Why are you doing that? Like, the flowing locks, stuff like that. And,
see?
You know.
I don't want to say it again because it is Pride Month, but that's
it
weird.
Is.
Like, if it's like, man, your hair is nice. Like,
I know. I thought it was weird, too.
It is.
Well, I mean, damn, Greg.
It is.
Wow.
Well, you know, it like we would ask him about it, and he would just, you know, he would just shrug it off. Yeah. You know, he said he liked it.
Right. Like Stone Cold used to have long blonde hair, Paige. I told you that before, and you were like, there's no way. And I showed her a picture. Stunning Steve, yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah. No, but yeah. It was kind of the same thing. Stone Cold has a gorgeous skull, though, you know. But, you know, Greg my friend didn't have that same kind of hair. Or that same kind of skull,
Stone,
you know.
Cold
he was a little
heavy. So hard for saying he had a beautiful hair. You heard me. Just say it again.
Well,
he brushed it off. It was like, what?
Yeah.
Okay.
He, you know, he was shrugging it off. He said he liked it. You know, we'd joke it, and he didn't care.
Oh, so what happened?
But then,
what happened?
So a couple of years ago, a couple of years later, after like he started shaving, we found out he was diagnosed with cancer.
Wow! What did I write down, Paige? Read
exactly
it.
Cancer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow. We eventually found out that he'd been dealing with like the health concerns and the doctor's visits long before anybody
really?
Knew about it.
Really?
Yeah.
So shaving
his
head wasn't random at all. He was just...
Not entirely.
What do you mean? Like, well, he was just... Preparing?
Well, so like, he told me later that he just wanted control over something.
I get that.
Huh?
I guess.
Well,
what do you what?
Like? He knew that there was a possibility that one day he would lose his hair. You know, with the chemo and everything. He knew that the tests were going on. He knew that the results weren't great, but he didn't want to like burden us with it.
God.
So he just he was like, yeah. No, he basically said, I'd rather choose it than have it happen.
God, that's heavy, man.
Yeah. There's that word again.
Should have shaved yours, too, though, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So
it's solidarity.
But so, okay, you're not saying that, like, her, the girl that just called.
River.
Remind me of her name again.
It was
Mike Kelly.
Dang it. Kelly.
Mike
Kelly.
That's how I remember.
Kelly.
So you're not saying, like, hey, there's a chance dude might have, you know, the C word, you know.
No. I'm not saying that.
You know, it's
I'm not saying that at all.
We don't want to scare her.
Yeah, it's an important distinction there.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Yeah.
It might be just...
All I'm saying is that everybody keeps assuming that Mike owes an explanation for why he shaves his head.
Yeah.
Okay, that's okay.
You know, and maybe he doesn't.
I don't know why anybody thinks anyone owes anybody.
Paige, you again, owe anybody I say, anything
if Paige came in here tomorrow, shaved head completely,
bald Eagle
first
Jones.
All, I mean, Dan from Columbia would have so many songs ready to go; it'd be ridiculous. People would be texting in about Paige being blad now because they can't spell. it would be something. But again, I would say, hey, are you okay? Like when I lost a bunch of weight, I had a cousin who pulled me to the side in public. I don't know why I needed to say in public. How else would he pull me aside? He pulled me aside and says, hey, me and Mama was talking. Are you okay? I was like, what do you mean? Well, you've lost a bunch of weight. Well, God bless. I'm about to be 50. I want to get my ass in gear and live as long as I can. Right, Greg? Is that where we're at? I think
so. Yeah, that's exactly.
People don't always.
I think Paige was going to
I've seen models that are bald.
You got
females that are beautiful, but
bald models.
Yes, just beautiful.
Some way, I mean, like some, you know, some women can pull it off. Mark Hendricks pulls it off. I mean, our boss, you know, he had. Well, I've never met him with full head of hair. He had the side thing, you know, the whatever it's called.
God, how does he cut his hair?
Well, now he doesn't. I mean, he
was he.
But it's always shiny. Like I've never asked him. I only talk to my friends if they have facial hair about their daily routine.
If you're bald.
But I don't know if he razor does it or not. Did we lose freaking Greg?
I'm here. I'm here.
Well, your phone was all marbled up there for a little bit.
No, Greg.
Yeah. Okay.
No, the point is that people don't have to tell you the reason behind something. You know, like you don't have to tell anybody. Like if it's confidence or insecurity or whatever. I
mean, not 3 months into dating each other. Like not that early.
A bunch of people are texting in that maybe. Hold on. Scroll back. Maybe dude's dad or granddad lost hair early and he wants to just go ahead and get it out of the way. That I can understand. That would kind of make sense. But you got to shave it the one time and make sure you don't have the dent or the impression or whatever.
You just, I know. I totally agree with that.
Look like rolled around with Nick Hogan.
And I've never.
He's ripped up now. You see him?
That's somebody's friend.
I've never told any man that I was dating, you know, that he needs to do something different than the way he looks. Because that's just rude.
Because I couldn't hear you.
Oh, yeah.
Because they were deaf.
Greg, listen. Appreciate you calling, sir. You were a delightful participant in today's
Greg,
show.
Quit making fun of your buddy.
Yeah.
He's got cancer. Everybody should stop.
That's right. People are texting in now about bald Mike. Some people are texting in blad Mike. I think they're doing it on purpose
Mike.
Now. Really
blad
is.
Mike.
All right, Greg, good call, man. We appreciate you.
Gee.
All right, appreciate you all.
Yes, bye. Sir.
You know, now appreciate it makes you more. Me think I want to ask.
They love you.
Like, you know, The Rock and all these people, if they're voluntarily bald. Yeah,
well, that's
feet,
the thing,
you know?
Too. He got, is that, in, somebody texted that in yesterday when I mentioned that Cena had implants and MJF, you know, talking about wrestlers.
Yeah, Jim Jeffries.
Didn't The Rock get implants? I know he had his boobs done. I do remember that. The summer of him wearing T-shirts because he had.
If he got it, he got it years ago before it was a thing.
Those are implants, not connects.
No, well, he had what you've called on the radio page.
Oh yeah, boobies.
Bitch tees.
Oh no, dude.
And
that's from steroids.
You can say dude boobs.
So he wore a T-shirt for a summer, but I swear that he got hair implants done too. But now he's obviously bald. The final bald. That's his name
final
now.
Bald.
All right.
You might have.
Yeah. I tell you what, if I had a dollar every time, what's the number to call on the number that they text? But again, maybe not everyone knows.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back. Plus, $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with experience beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with 3 key clean ingredients and backed by over 4 decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for 2 more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The best. And now it's time for the best damn audio.
Hey, we'll do this together.
Oh.
Normally what happens is, because you know, people probably think it's a bit, like I don't know how to do a lot of tech stuff. So when I get my clips... What?
Like any of it?
None.
I mean, some things. I'll tell you, freaking Gemini is good for that. Like, I got a new...
You know what you want to work on today, man?
I got a new tech thing at the house.
Yeah.
And
computer?
No.
That's what they call it.
It's like I don't want to say it sounds bougie. Anyway, I got this thing. And I was like, you know, me looking at instructions, it's like trying to read Braille or something like that. So, by the way, they won the World Cup match. I saw it.
They did. You did build the entertainment center on top of the table.
That's brilliant.
But you built it.
Thank you, family.
And I should not make any more Pollock jokes, should I?
Man, I don't know if you can anymore.
I shouldn't say Pollock, should
I'm
I?
I'm only Pollock by marriage.
Well, I wasn't looking at you when I said it.
That's what I'm thinking of when you make the jokes, though, like screen doors on the submarines. And
oh, yeah,
stuff like
light bulbs.
Yeah.
That's the one I go for.
I meet a lot of Ukrainian and Russian people and Polish people, and they see my name.
Yeah.
And I go, I've never been there. Don't speak all
what if you
life.
Say, as long as your money's green, it says, what do you mean? I have card. It is red.
Nothing I care about.
It's red. And with that accent, are you a commie?
Well, I'll take all the makeup you have right now.
That'd be easy.
Isn't that weird?
Would this be on your credit card?
Do communists get mad when you call them commies? Because I know transsexuals get mad when you do that to their thing.
Yeah, do they even know what that word is, though? Does that translate across the world?
La comunista. Okay, let's get to business. So
I guess because of Richard Marx, it is.
Normally. Oh, what was her line from yesterday?
God dang it, what was it?
Skid vicious.
Yes!
Skid vicious.
Skid vicious.
You made me think of Richard's cousin, Skid.
I was thinking down the hall.
Yeah. So normally I send the bits to Fatboy or the clips for Best Damn Audio, and I'm like, hey, here's mine. And then the morning of, being today, he says, okay, we're going to start with this clip that I got. He won't tell me. You know, I like to play into not knowing. And then he'll say, and then we're going to do your clip about the farting preacher. And then we'll do one of mine. And so anyway, I just looked at him 30 seconds before coming back just now. I said, hey, you didn't do it with order.
We were jaw-jacking.
So Fatboy can like literally host this, and then I'll commentate on the portions that I do know.
This is a contest? Yeah. Are you competing against
each
other?
No, this is a co-presentation. We tried that, and it got vicious.
Quick random thought and idea. We have a fishing podcast called The Codcast. Or it's about crotch pieces, either way.
I bet you a grand that it's already taken.
And I bet you Odyssey bought it already, too.
Probably so.
So you're actually going to kick it off. And your first clip contains a very famous line as uttered on a reality show from back in the day.
Oh,
yes. Yes. So I searched high and low for this because we used to have this in our system. We had she was called a web mistress. Which I think now, because of Me Too, she'd be a webmaster again. Which some people are like, you shouldn't even say that.
I just can't do that one.
She'd be the IT supervisor. But anyway, she went on this show called Wife Swap. Now, many of you that are from Simpsonville are saying, oh, it sounds like a Saturday night. No, I'm not swinging. The one wife would go live with the one husband and kids and blah, blah, blah. And they'd change them, and then they'd say at the end, Well, they had this very conservative Christian family, and then they brought in this this wild woman.
You were on Wife Swap that episode.
I was in, so it was Paige. We were in the background.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to be out of it.
They found out she worked in radio, our web mistress. And it sounds like she's like cheating on her husband only on the internet. Web mistress. They said, oh, you work in radio. Well, can we film you on the radio? Well, I just sit at a desk. Well, could you go in? So we pretended to do a bit with her in the studio. And we weren't even on the air. It was crazy. So I was on ABC Prime.
Yeah.
So were you, Paige?
I was for a little bit.
That was pre-Fatboy. He was still...
That was BFB.
Doing hot tub work for Bucky Dent.
I wore my logos on purpose because I knew they wouldn't film me, so I wouldn't be in a lot of the scenes.
That's a big blur, though.
Yeah.
Blur out the top of those logos.
Yeah, here's a black halter top.
All right.
So anyway, there was this clip that we played for 15 freaking years on the we called it the hot keys button machine. I could just sit in here and hit these hot keys and play these sound effects.
I hate when you had it too, because you'd scroll and scroll and I can't find it. Like I gave you a sheet.
Yeah, and no offense to me or you or anyone, but like Stone Man and or the trash people or the janitors. Throw them away.
Yeah, what is this? Is this information on a paper? Ah, you don't need this, do you?
Anyway.
Sanitizer, you don't need that either, do you?
Paige is going to snail trail out of here after she hears this because I went through so many clips. Me, my freaking self. I'm not even kidding you, like an hour's worth of finger work.
This is hot.
For this. Work. Yeah, I wasn't doing leg work. I wasn't doing that. Here it is, Paige. I've got it again.
If everybody would look back at everything I've been saying and preaching and praying and saying, I've been saying I am a spiritual warrior because I feel like I'm a spiritual warrior. Like I've had to put armor on just to walk out that house. I've had enough. Gargoyles, psychics, everything's ungodly. Dark's at it. She's not a Christian.
Hey, there it is.
Got it back.
I love it.
Yeah, boys.
Dude, that was a day when it was raining.
I was like, why do I know this voice?
It was raining. Mrs. X was out of town. My daughter wasn't speaking to me that day.
It's messed up.
Nah, she had laryngitis. And I was like, God, man, I kept hearing that in my head. She's not a Christian.
The way she was talking and so nervous.
Kind of like how it came up. You found it, too.
I know. I literally just Googled and YouTube till I found that one clip, and so it's back.
Well, this guy here, I'm kind of hooked on his videos because he's the guy who walks around and says MF-er casually, like, you know, just the way he says it.
Yeah.
And it catches people off guard. They don't know how to react to it. So he goes to get his oil changed, and he's doing it to the oil attendant, if you will. Just starts spouting and calling him an MF-er.
What, does he do it so fast where they can't notice it?
Not really.
Like the guy who kind of says like gay things to people at Walmart real fast so they don't notice?
He just does it a lot. It might be the same guy, or okay. They might be in the same little troop.
Maybe. I enjoy watching them. I would not want to be a victim of one of these.
Well, this guy gets real pissed. The oil guy.
Excuse me, motherfucker. How much would an oil change be? Do you mind getting off your phone, watching a movie, and help me with my question, please? Just cut the movie off.
No, and don't call me a motherfucker again.
Excuse me, motherfucker. I just have a question about my oil.
Walk off.
Shut the game off.
Walk off.
Sir, I just have a question.
Randy!
You're dismissed. Go get me, Randy.
Walk off.
You're dismissed, motherfucker. You're watching a movie, you're messing around. Just how I talk from where I'm from.
I don't give a
I'm from Springfield. We just call people like, motherfucker, this. Where
you from? You don't call me a motherfucker. You don't walk up to me and say, excuse me, motherfucker.
Yeah, so I just came up to him and I was like, how much is the oil change? And then he said,
no, you
get
said,
out of
hey,
here, motherfucker.
No, you said, hey, motherfucker.
Just, no.
No, you're full of shit.
I
walk
said,
no,
this is what happened. You're dismissed. I already told you that
you're
once.
You're dismissed. Walk off.
No, oh, okay, this is.
Stop this one. Come on.
Okay, sorry, yeah. Nah, no, you're dismissed, motherfucker.
Don't talk to him.
Okay, sorry, yeah, sorry, yeah. You're dismissed.
I got you.
Dude, Randy's the manager.
Randy's been to all the seminars about how to handle unruly customers.
She had to step in. You tell the guy he's probably got about he's got about three teeth in his head. He said, you don't call me a mother.
He's used all the soaps in the world. His hands are still black from all the oil.
Yeah.
You know.
The Gojo pumice.
I'll tell you, like, I'm sitting, I'm listening, and I am smiling, but I'm like, dude, that guy... What's the point of view? Like, is he doing this with the meta glasses, or does he have a phone out?
I can't tell, but you see his point of view. I don't know if he's using the camera or what, but, you know.
Now I got to quit wearing sunglasses everywhere, inside and out, because people are going to think, God, he's got old meta glasses. I ain't talking to him.
Do I know somebody?
No one's going to share secrets with me anymore.
No, they won't.
Somebody just got some. They're like, you know what? I'll just treat myself to.
Amazon sells a thing where you can put the thing on there that, it's not a cover. It's some kind of little thing that grafts on the side that makes the blinking thing not show up. So it would just look like you're wearing.
Oh, okay. You don't have to tell people.
Or it wouldn't be blinking that it would. But most people aren't going to see, you know, glasses blinking and assume, oh, those you're filming me.
Oh, yeah. I saw them at Bass Pro Shops.
We're going to have, you know, and God, I don't want to hear. I don't want to see it. But like, what are these kids going to get shot? Going into these places and
filming,
messing with
it.
Yeah, man.
Et cetera.
Or are they going to sneak into, you know, women changing or, you know?
Yeah, go do fun things. Don't mess with people while they're trying to change.
Drop your glasses on the floor.
Stop with the monkey business.
Hey!
They're a grease monkey.
You're actually going to do this clip.
Okay.
And it's a PSA from a famous master of the universe, you could say.
It is.
What? I would say, which I just watched that movie, by the way.
Was it good?
Oh, God, me too.
What? I didn't think it was bad.
What if you watched it the same time,
same day?
It
looked like they took looked like they took Masters of the Universe and put it into a Marvel AI generator, and it turned it into Marvel.
Yeah,
Marvel.
A little bit. Now some
it
of the humor,
pretty, though.
Some of the humor was misplaced.
A lot of double entendres that seem like some of the stuff Mr. Fantastic says. Like, wow,
it was like kind of out of nowhere.
That was that for the parents, I think. Yeah, this is why I chose this one. Again, like I said earlier, used to 80s and 90s TV shows for kids would have a little message at the end, and here's another one of those.
Shira and I want to talk to you about something that's very personal, your body.
Remember, it's your body and no one should touch you in a way that you feel is wrong.
I'll get anybody who tries it.
It's not that easy, Orko. It's hard for a young person to admit that he or she has been touched in a bad way.
If you've been touched that way, don't be ashamed. Tell someone you trust, like your parents, your doctor, your teacher, or counselor, or your minister or rabbi.
Right, Orko?
Right on!
What they don't tell you is when you tell somebody, you have to say it like he, man, so you'd have to be like, I just got fisted!
Yeah, and you have to have on like a metal singlet, and you've got to have on fur boots.
Actually,
that only Prince could pull off.
Fur boots.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.
This summer, there are 250 reasons to join T-Mobile.
Girls trip? Booked. And switching to T-Mobile helped make it happen.
With experience beyond, switch and get $100 back. Plus, $650 in value in built-in plan benefits. That's $750 in your first year, guaranteed.
And honestly, that $100 back, I'm putting it towards the zip line.
Now that's how you do summer.
Exactly. Best switch I ever made.
This is just one reason to join T-Mobile this summer. There are 250 reasons. Find yours.
Savings based on the value of benefits included with Experience Beyond, like entertainment and 1 year of AAA Classic and Dash Pass on us. Benefits may require activation. See plan for details. Get $100 via virtual prepaid MasterCard with eligible ported no cash access and expires in 6 months. Issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. member FDIC. Allow 8 weeks.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go. Try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/traderplus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
What's up? I'm Draymond Green, and when I'm not hosting the Draymond Green Show, I'm usually working out in the gym and on the court. Anybody can have one good day in the gym, but the key is recovery. That's why athletes are taking Omega XL Sport. Omega XL Sport is a premium recovery supplement powered by green-lipped mussel oil extract with three key clean ingredients and backed by over four decades of research. It's NSF certified for sport, which is such an amazing distinction. It's free of 290 banned substances trusted by athletes and recognized by major sports organizations. My body has taken a beating over the years, and recovery becomes more important the longer you stay active. That's why Omega XL Sport caught my attention. Omega XL Sport helps support your body's natural recovery process, helping reduce post-workout muscle soreness, inflammation, and supports mobility so you can stay consistent when it matters most. Less time feeling beat up, more time doing what you love. Omega XL Sport. Extra strength recovery now available at GNC and GNC.com.
The 2026 Lincoln Aviator SUV turns a robust list of features into a world of premium experiences. Excite your drive with impressive horsepower and torque. Customize your comfort with available perfect position seats featuring 30 configurations. Make room for two more passengers with powerful third row seats that can fold flat with the touch of a button. And immerse yourself in the finest expression of design and services with available elevated packages. Experience it for yourself by visiting your local Lincoln retailer.